Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't know how I would feel if my kids. No, I would say that, you know, I didn't understand what my father did until he was older.
Yeah.
And I still, like, that's not my thing.
Yeah.
Like, it just wouldn't be my thing.
Right.
But my father's not Tom Brady. And he's not on television all the time.
Is Benny Love modeling like his mom?
I don't know.
Fabulous.
Did you like what your dad did?
I still don't know what my dad does.
I said, Charlie, let me get one of those harmonicas, right?
Oh, that began a whole thing.
Yeah. He's like, no, because I've been spitting all over these.
I believe the phrase was, these are full of gallons of my spit.
Yes. And I said, well, that's gross. I'll wash it out.
You can't wash a harmonica.
I said, I'll clean it up, put some Febreze on it. I don't know.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I can offer you a bit of showbiz lore.
Yes.
In the old days of The Tonight Show, hosted by Johnny Carson, mm-hmm. for the vast majority of it was produced by a guy named Fred DeCordova.
Yes.
And if something went wrong, anything went wrong.
I got a call here from my doctor.
A doctor?
Yes, a doctor.
Well, take it.
About my cheek, 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Putting a call from his doctor.
I wonder what kind of doctor.
It's his OB.
Oh, good.
Oscar's pregnant. He's with child.
That's so nice.
It is. There's nothing happier than a baby, is what they say. The happiest days are the days that babies come. And so 9 months from now, happy days.
That's going to be one messed up baby, considering how much he had to drink last night.
Now you stop that. No need to be silly. That'll be a beautiful baby. And I understand the father is Shannon. And it's about time they got together and had themselves a baby. Procreation is why we're put on Earth, Pony.
It's a wonderful miracle childbirth is, yeah, and yes. I can't wait to see this one.
And you know who would like to offer counterpoint is Maddie.
Children are the worst. There's nothing you could say that would prove me wrong.
I love when you looked at me last night. I don't ever want to have a child. I want a dog.
They're sticky and annoying, and you have to be nice to them.
Yes, you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, but
Oscar's proof of that.
I'm back, baby.
Congratulations, you're pregnant.
No. So, did you hear any of that conversation?
Not a stitch of it.
So, I'm trying to see my ophthalmologist.
That's a joke right there.
Yeah, literally.
<You're done. laughs>
Thank you.
To see what's going on with my cheek, because it is still swollen.
You hit it on that door handle.
Yeah.
Also, and if you don't know the story, please keep up.
Keep up. All right, so I'm back. That was completely unprofessional, but I've been waiting to hear from them.
That's fine. Fred DeCordova was the producer for Johnny Carson, and anytime anything went wrong during a Tonight Show taping, they had a little postmortem in Johnny's office, and Johnny would say, what happened? Mm-hmm. And Fred would always say the same thing. Someone kicked out a plug.
at the beginning of the show today.
And that's what happened today.
Thank you for bearing with us. We just came back. I'm going to show up what he mentioned, but we just came back from what is our true first annual podcast village retreat.
Team retreat. We had 15 villagers, I believe, total.
Yes,
it was
team
great.
Retreat. Mike O'Mara was invited, but as you know, he's attending to his son.
Yes.
And as I think little Michael is starting school.
Yeah, well, it's this week, I believe.
And Charlie, our co-founder here, he was kind enough to arrange for us to go to Queenstown Harbor Golf Resort or Lakes.
I told my daughter where we were headed,
yes.
And you know, she was actually visiting a friend this weekend, so she did a quick Google and replied by text, "You're going to New Zealand?" I said, not this year, different Queenstown. I said, this one's closer to Maryland. It was a beautiful, beautiful evening.
Yeah, free plug, ghgolf.com, Queenstown Harbor, Eastern Shore. Absolutely gorgeous, 36 holes of golf, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right.
We did not golf. We stayed at their cottages. They're perfect for retreats or if you want to get away. And I really don't know if you had a perspective on how beautiful our setup was going to be when we got there.
I had no idea. First of all, when Charlie had mentioned this facility to me in the past, I had a mental picture of the geography of where it was located that I was off by about 80 miles. Mm. And so I didn't realize of the proximity. It's much closer to D.C. than I thought. And also, it is right on the water. And we saw nature at its best. It was an amazing evening.
Also, fun fact, you're spoiled, I guess, by the time you're in your 40s in the D.C. area, where you expect everyone to have seen everything.
Yeah.
And Maddie had never been over the Bay Bridge.
Which is, for people all around the country, this is the bridge that connects, it traverses the Chesapeake Bay.
Yes.
And it's pretty much, even in to this day, it's a modern architecture marvel. Mm-hmm. It's nearly 4.5 miles long. And it's very, very high in the air. And to call it beautiful and to call it inspiring and it's...
It's absolutely wonderful.
It's a wonderful bridge, but it looks horrible.
Except when you're in a stagecoach, yes. One of these 20-passenger buses, yes. And you're up high.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was younger, and the first time you actually drive over that bridge and you're in an SUV.
Yeah.
It gets dicier the higher you get up, because all absolutely. You see is water. You really don't see guardrail.
No, and also that needs to be said, because it is actually 5 lanes, two lanes on one bridge and three mm-hmm. on another span, there are times that they route the traffic where the bridge has oncoming traffic coming at you on 2 lanes, and it is a mind blower.
So I look over to Maddie, who is roughly a couple rows behind me.
Right.
And I could tell that something's wrong, because Maddie usually has this I love life type of energy. This was terrifying energy I was getting from her. I was like, are you okay?
We realized it about a quarter of the way over the bridge, I think.
And she said, I'm terrified of bridges. And if you're terrified of bridges and no one gives you a heads up that we'll probably be going over the largest bridge what is now Chesapeake Bay waterway and highest around the area.
Huge. So high in the air.
Like, really? Maybe it's our fault. We should have accounted for this.
Well, no, I don't know. I think most people, everyone has their fears. Everyone has the things they're weird about. But I don't know. It's our job to go and seek them out. Yes. Also, she's a world traveler. One of the things she says she loves to travel.
She flies.
She flies, and that's way high in the air.
Maddie.
Yes.
When did you realize there might be an issue?
Well, when we were coming up, I think it was a toll road that you have to get on to the bridge,
yeah.
And it kind of curves, and I just see this huge archway of the bridge,
uh-huh.
And I had absolutely no idea what was happening.
That's
and you
so
look
great.
Over at the bridge, and it just looks like a big gust of wind is going to blow the whole thing over, and it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, you can see the twin bridge, and it doesn't always look
great. It was
great.
Rusty.
A little rickety.
Yeah,
it's been under reconstruction for some time now, and it doesn't really inspire confidence.
A solid public works project in progress.
And then Oscar says, and you know, people drive off the bridge.
They do. I don't know why everybody was saying they don't.
No, I know they do, but the way you said it, it was like a weekly occurrence. It happened
twice a year, maybe three times last year.
I don't know if it was that
many.
It was
an 18-wheeler. People die.
But that was not the best thing to bring up after Maddie declared her fear. You know, people drive off the bridge.
You are people that are not afraid of bridges, Maddie. Josue mentioned this. Known fact, if you're in the area, but probably not nationally, this bridge is so terrifying to some that there is a cottage industry of people that get paid to drive people's cars over this bridge.
Yes.
And then they catch a ride back on the other side, and you pay them like $20?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that something you would do, Maddie, if you ever had to do that on your own again?
Best $20 I would ever spend.
All right.
But ideally, does it help you to be in the passenger side? Or
the bus didn't help either. Like, it was all just a recipe for disaster for me.
Look, our bus was great.
It was.
We paid top dollar. Didn't get a top dollar bus.
No. Oh, okay.
We got a great bus.
Yes, we did.
Not like an excellent bus.
We got a very passable bus.
The AC was leaking. We're happy to have the transportation. We move on with life. Pony boy.
The bus, like the bridge, Oscar, the bus did not inspire confidence.
Old Jiggly.
Oh, yeah. That is
Johnny
true.
Bumps.
That is true. Now, Pone, are afraid of nothing except for the human touch.
Okay.
So what do you think of Maddie's, because she's the most fearless of, all of us, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bulletproof.
Like, she flies around the world.
She does.
She does what she wants. She's the mayor's daughter.
Well-traveled.
Randomly walks into Irish bars to pick a fight. I've seen it.
What do you think?
I was a bit surprised, although I think living in Buffalo, I can't imagine there are too many chances to go across a bridge that is that long.
You got Niagara Falls.
It is a huge bridge.
Yeah, but there's no bridge over Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are bridges, and you always have to cross the bridge to go into Canada, which everybody in Buffalo does.
Yeah, but it's not over the falls.
Yeah,
over the falls. It's not 4 miles. It's not very high.
Right. So. What about, and you also, and it was great, as you cited the, is it the Delaware Memorial Bridge?
Oh, Mike.
Another bugaboo for her.
I shake whenever I go over that one.
But that at least looks like it's modern.
And it's quick.
Yeah,
that's okay. Quick.
Like, much
like,
higher.
Yeah, yeah, very, very high. You feel like you're in outer space. Mm. So we learned that this weekend. Allison, who used to be an intern here, now associate producer for Podcast Village, we knew she had a nice voice. We learned that here on the show.
Yes.
But the range of music that she can play.
And on.
Just surreal.
I mean, pulling stuff out of the sky. And she'd go from Wonderwall and say, what about American Pie? Okay, she plays American Pie by Don McLean. What about Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond? And she finds it. She hadn't played it before. She just finds the chord and knows it. And then her singing voice is a little bit otherworldly. It's just amazing.
And this will blow your minds. You think, oh man, I can't wait till Oscar talks about, our Tripp's favorite intern, Johnny. What happened to Johnny? Wait till you hear what happened to Johnny.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that it was the Johnniest of Johnny moves. And I hope you're listening right now.
I know he is, because he would not listen, because he's got his Johnny radar up. The thing about Johnny.
I don't understand this kid.
I don't either.
Like, he loves working here.
He leaves the building.
But he leaves at 3 p.m. on the dot every day.
And when he leaves, he says, I like working here. Bye. Bye. And?
We get a text or a Slack, our internal communications app. Everybody uses it. He Slacks us and says, not feeling well, not going to be able to make it on the retreat.
About 30 minutes before departure, he does this. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I did?
What?
We had 15 rough people come out with us. There's 17 total. Some people met us there.
Right.
I looked at Johnny's frame with his wonderful accolade on it.
The honorary plaque.
Yeah, I popped that one open and put Pat's in there and said, well, here's a piece of paper when you get back, Johnny. We were short of frame, so thank you.
And so what he did is he really solved a problem for us, although in the true Johnny way, he did it in the worst possible way.
This is what was wild, is that of all the people that we're going to call out, I would have bet on Johnny.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, of course.
And everybody, he's so beloved.
I know.
He's so beloved.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy it worked out. I hope he's feeling better. Overall, a great trip. It's interesting to see Pony and Rob outside of our TMS world.
In what way?
I was absolutely, thrilled.
Me, my roommate, Pony Boy?
To see, you guys shared a room?
Yeah, he's quiet as a church mouse.
Nice.
Yeah, we room well together.
Just like in Vegas.
Yeah, all I heard he said I snored a little bit. The only noise I heard was the gentle nibbling of trail mix in the night.
You hear that?
No, I didn't really.
Oh my God, that would drive me nuts. You snacking over there, man? We had a great dinner. What happened? Yeah, because I hear it here in the studio sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what's the best way to put it?
He grazes. He eats all day, every day. He's like a big moose.
If anybody ever owned, and I want you to hearken back to being a child, or maybe you have kids or grandchildren that have a hamster.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Once in a while, if you are hanging out and there's a hamster around in an aquarium.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
You'll hear the hamster go to its little bowl and start actually eating the pellets.
Crunch pellets, yeah.
Yeah, crunch, crunch, crunch. That's what it sounds like when Pony grazes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, but you're waiting to look for an animal on the floor.
Yeah.
That's ground level.
Some vermin.
That's chewing on some sort of mic cable.
It's a rodent.
No, it's your friend Pony, not 5 feet away, enjoying trail mix.
What's great is when the actual mealtime rolls around, he pulls the Pony sandwich maneuver. Have you ever noticed this? He will bring a sandwich wrapped in like either Saran wrap or foil, usually foil.
Even though we feed people here.
He unwraps just enough to get a bite, and then sneaky takes a bite and then wraps it back up. Like you're in a prison. You're hiding food in a Turkish prison. I know.
I see sandwiches. It's a mission to get it done. Let's get that job done.
Gone.
Done, done, done.
It's all about the results.
An overall fantastic trip. All right, gentlemen, what do you think?
Oh, it was a 10 all the way. And one of my favorite things is because of its proximity to the water. He was on a river that fed to the Chesapeake. Was it the Charles River?
How close were you to HBS?
Oh, we're not very close at all.
No?
No, we've got to go. He would have to go back over to Cambridge and then south back into Virginia. So it was another.
Is he in Southern Maryland?
No, he's in Virginia.
Oh,
but you go through
HBS
Maryland.
HBS is a Virginia guy?
Yeah, of course.
Damn.
And then you go back through and then past Chincoteague back into Virginia.
I always thought it was the Maryland Eastern Shore.
The Delmarva is what it is.
Damn.
Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia.
Did you think it was Maryland?
No, well, I thought he was Eastern Shore of Virginia, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Man, I'm not a good friend.
No, you're a great listener. You're a great friend. But we had last night We gathered, there was two cottages,
yes,
a boy cottage and a girl cottage.
Yes.
But the girl cottage had the living space on the main level. So that was a great place mm-hmm. to gather. And that's where we had gathered to have a team building exercise, which was great, by the way.
Thank you.
You made it very fun.
Thank you.
And productive. And lots of colored markers. Love it. Love colors. Keeps me interested. But it had a deck that faced the water.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie, our beloved founder, says, there's some weather moving in. You're going to see some stuff in the next 5 minutes. And we look, and the color of the sky changes almost in a stripe.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the weather moving in. And then the color of the water changes, because the water is reflective of the sky. So
yes,
you see the water changing color. Then it gets dark. Then you start to hear and feel the wind pick up. Like a...
I bet. Yeah, I bet.
It got so windy, the flank steak blew off the grill.
Yes,
it
did.
Not kidding you. And then the skies opened up, torrential rain, like sideways rain mm-hmm. for probably 10, 15 minutes.
Something you I think you only see near the water.
Yeah, I mean, this yeah. was, and this was happening so fast.
That great
then
video,
it stops, and the sun comes back yeah. out, and it's crystal clear, 10 degrees cooler, and it was just a magnificent show by Mother Nature.
And
lightning
people,
crazy.
Thank you for and once it, we had this wonderful evening after it cooled off.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I was blown away. Rob Spiewak sang a song.
I did sing a song.
You did. I think you might have sung at least two solo songs.
Well, it was, you think about singing around the campfire.
Because you're like the dad, right?
And it seems to you like it's something from the 1930s.
Yeah.
But what we had was a very modern setup, a beautiful propane fire pit, yes, probably a 5-foot fire pit with a timer,
mm-hmm.
because we had the new chant last night. Every time the fire pit would turn off, and we'd go, the button! Hit the button!
Hit the button!
Hit the button! Turn the fire off or the button! And so we're literally sitting around a campfire, mm-hmm. 2019 style. Allison has her guitar. Charlie has his mandolin.
Yes.
And Charlie borrows her guitar. And Charlie and his partner had already sung for us
yeah.
earlier in the evening, which was great.
Very talented.
But it got a little more relaxed and a little more subdued.
His musical partner.
Yeah. And he starts to play a couple songs. And Charlie plays one that his dad taught him, Ghost Riders in the Sky, which goes back to the 1930s, I think. And I say, wait a second. This isn't Drake. I know one of these songs. And Charlie and I, we sang it.
You did.
And
sing it
was
it, yeah.
it was so much fun.
It was
and
nice.
Charlie and I have a lot of overlap on a lot of things. We both adore music of many varieties.
I see now why your kids probably love you.
How
because
come?
Like you fit in very well with, and these are like, we got some guys in our 30s.
Yeah.
We got guys in our 40s. We got a lot of girls in their 20s. And he just like you fit in so well. Pony, not so much.
No.
I had to push up. We were doing this fun thing, and he was the only guy not involved. I had to wrangle him into it.
And you also yelled at him because he wasn't taking pictures right. He wasn't allowing himself to be photographed
no,
properly.
No, he was not.
Because you had this thing where you wanted him to look like Wolverine on fire.
Wait,
that was so weird.
This is the show pick.
But you were
have you seen this?
You were very focused.
Have you seen this?
I don't think so. I might have excused myself when you were yelling at him, saying, don't look there, look here. Pony, don't do that.
Yeah, and then he kept saying that I looked like sexy and I needed to make this my profile picture.
Yeah, there was.
That's really weird.
When I said, I think I'm going to go see if there's another beer
first
inside.
First off, wasn't hitting on you.
I was trying
to help you out.
That's right.
And I'm going to send this picture to Maddie and everybody in the team here.
Okay.
And you tell me, right?
All right.
Oh, let me get this together.
Although Pony had some one-on-one time with lots of people, and I do feel that you might have been sort of the hot chick. I don't know, because you had a one-on-one experience with Oscar. You walked off with Pat for mm-hmm. a while. And
we God made knows, out.
Yeah.
Into the sunset.
Into the sunset. Yeah. There, if someone had captured the picture of you silhouetted with Pat against the sunset,
oh, man,
it really looked like a romance novel.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
we have so much in common.
Maddie couldn't tear herself away.
Every time you look over, they're a little bit closer together.
So true.
All right, hold on.
We were stalking deer.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. You're stalking each other.
Is that what they call it these days?
Yep.
Though he calls him deer. Hello, deer.
All right, I was right. I wasn't just hammered. I was right.
Yeah, the picture is awesome?
Yes.
All right.
Send it over to the fam now.
So yeah, there were some great pictures taken and some great moments around the fire. And the sing-along, you know, say what you will, call it old-fashioned, it was fun. And everybody found their little moments that they sang. Leslie Akindo, who you've featured on this show before, mm-hmm. sang in Spanish for us, which
very
was
sweet,
gorgeous. And Charlie, you know, has been doing the sing-along thing for a long time. And he leaned over to me and he says, I just realized something. This is the next generation because people are thinking of songs and then finding the chords and the lyrics on their phone. And so it's no longer a game where you're limited by what you've memorized. It really takes a sing-along. This is sing-along 2.0.
This needs to be posted on our Facebook page. Maybe even the video, if you'd like. Maddie, look at your phone now. I would like to get a female perspective, a woman's perspective, on what you think this gentleman that looks like Wolverine's son is doing right now.
He looks so contemplative. Like, I just want to know what's going on in his mind.
Right? I think I know what's going on in his mind. He's saying, I shouldn't be wearing these shoes.
Are you swiping left or right if you're a single woman and you see this on his profile?
I am super liking.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, damn.
That's nice. Yeah, you see in him what Pat sees in him. Pure and honest joy.
Did you see the picture?
It's great.
Right?
It is really, really nice. Now I see why you're yelling at him.
That I was like, fantastic. Dude, this is your pick. Put it on. I think you're a Plenty of Fish guy. He's a Plenty of Fish guy. Free site.
Is it like a Christian dating site? Plenty of Fish?
No, it's just the free site.
You have four fish.
One fish.
That's right. Into 20. Five dates.
For you listeners at home, we're going to put this on the Facebook page. Maddie will probably do something with video in the long run. But look at this picture and feel free to up thumbs up or thumbs down.
I just
thumbs up means you're going to do him, or you would do him if you're in that situation.
And thumbs down means you're going to do him, but you're going to regret
it. Yeah, you still have to do it.
But you always have to have sex with him. So stay tuned. More stuff to come. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Please.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Dick, I got him. He's okay. He is on acid, though. I can't really tell. How do you know when it's kicked in?
I am a golden god! And you can tell Rolling Stone magazine that my last words were, I'm on drugs.
Yeah! Russell, I think we should work on those last words.
Okay. Oh, I got it. 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 This is better. Last words. I dig music. Yeah. Woo! I'm on drugs!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Thank you, Dude Sickle. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, well, shame on you for waiting this long, but sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, of which we have many, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Pickering Beach, Delaware, to Bowie, Virginia, from Athol, Idaho, to Hump Tulips, Washington, and from Dusseldorf, Germany, to Atlanta, New York, the TMOS show is on the air and every air, so let's get started.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. You know, I actually...
You're missing some words.
It was letters.
Letters, I'm sorry.
Sorry. I love my Harry's.
Yes.
I really do.
Yes.
And I treated myself this week. About every couple months, I actually go and get a proper haircut because, you know, just to tidy it up. I shave my head every day. But they trim my beard.
I know what you're doing.
And I went home, and it was just stubbly. Just a little stubbly. They did a fine job on my head, but it wasn't right. Hit it up with a little Harry shave cream and a Harry's blade that I've been using for about 1,000 years because they never get dull. Shiny, brand new. There is nothing better than a shave from Harry's. And you know what? A lot of guys, when you travel... they buy disposable razors. And, you know, I could have brought a disposable razor because I'm going on a treat this weekend. But Harry's comes with a travel cover. So you don't have to sacrifice quality for price. Harry's, they deliver high-quality, travel-friendly shave supplies for just $2 per blade. And I know that Harry's gives me the best shave of my life every morning, every time. That's the truth. Harry's founders were tired of razor ripoffs with stupid gimmicks, so they fixed all that by combining a simple, clean design with quality blades at a fair price. And if you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund, 100% guaranteed, no questions asked. This summer, refresh your wallet and your face with the Harry's Trial Set. It comes with a weighted ergonomic handle for an easy grip, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip, and a trimmer blade for a close shave, rich lathering shave gel. Honestly, the best I've ever found that will leave you smelling great, and a travel blade cover will keep your razor dry and easy on the go. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS, so make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know we sent you to help support TMOS. I love TMOS. T-T-M-M-O-O-S-S. Love it. Harry's is the best, and I did use the travel cover this weekend.
Oh, good man.
Good stuff.
Good man.
So, while we're on the topic, I have an update, exciting update. People of Leesburg, please redouble your efforts. As of yesterday evening, Clipper has been spotted in Leesburg. He's alive.
Yes.
Which is, I really.
So you're saying we have a chance.
We have a chance. I did not think in this heat and all this stuff that, and in the wild, who knows, so good that he's been spotted. Now, they did follow the instructions. They did not approach him, but they did report him. He's in the location of the neighborhood is called Exeter, which is very close to the old Walmart right there in the middle of downtown Leesburg. So if you're in that area, and I know we have listeners there, please keep your eyes peeled. We have Clipper's picture on the Mike O'Mara Facebook page. There's a small video you can even watch. He's a 25-pound rat terrier mix, white with brown markings. If you see a dog unattended with a cone, please report him to the authorities.
May not even have the cone anymore.
That's true.
Right? I mean,
we don't know. We don't know. But if you see a dog that's out on its own, please keep your eyes open. This guy's had a bad week. This poor little fella. So please help us
out.
He's alive. That's good. Now, while we were talking about the campfire.
I got to come out of a hot song?
A dog dying?
Into a dead dog letter.
Yeah, see, no, but this is good.
Time.
This is good news.
Where are the pictures?
This is
get Dawn on the phone.
Okay. I want someone to use their goddamn brain. Talking about a dog dying. This is a living dog.
Dog living.
That's right.
The dog is alive.
Yeah. So one of the things that I was thrilled with when I was watching Charlie perform the music last night at the campfire is he plays his Strangian instrument.
Yes.
He plays the mandolin. But he has the thing that you see professional musicians, like I think a lot of bluegrass musicians and country musicians do this. It's a thing that goes around their neck to hold a harmonica so they can play harmonica
while
they're playing their guitar or whatever. And Charlie, he kept telling us, I'm a hack. I don't know anything about harmonicas.
This is the guy that says, I'm going to fail this test. And then
aces it.
Yeah, and messes up the curve for everyone.
He is a wonderful harmonica player. And he did stuff with songs with the harmonica last night that was just absolutely wonderful and so much fun to listen to. And so I never really talked to our harmonica player before. And I started asking him about it. I said, so it's basically every harmonica has its own key, and if you choose the right harmonica for the right song, you can kind of noodle around on it, and it kind of finds its way.
Not all harmonicas are the same.
No, and he travels with like 4 different harmonicas.
Yeah, I saw him laying there next to the fire pit.
And so I'm talking, heating him up.
Yeah.
Nice hot harmonicas. So I was talking to him about the harmonicas, and Oscar actually moves a couple chairs closer, and he's listening to Charlie about his harmonica.
Well, you know, I always thought that the harmonicas you see on television or when you see people playing them, they're all the same harmonica.
That's what I thought.
And when I saw Rob talking to Charlie about harmonicas, I was like, does Charlie just walk around with 4, like a backup harmonica in case one gets dented if it's dropped?
Exactly. That's like, you know? Podcast Village.
Yeah. Redundancy.
Redundancy.
He always talks about having redundancy. I'm like, he's got 4 redundant harmonicas.
But they're all different and they're all tuned to a different key. Now, my father's father loved harmonicas. So my dad always has a harmonica laying around the house. But we don't know what key it is? But I don't know how to play it.
Yeah.
None of us know how to play it. Julia can play a little bit of the harmonica. I think she can play like Turkey in the Straw. So he starts showing me some of the stuff he can do. And it's great. I mean, it's just
fascinating.
Music is fun. And Oscar says, I'm going to get my harmonica.
Yeah.
And I look at him and I just like, what are you doing?
In fairness, I said, Charlie, let me get one of those harmonicas. Right?
That began a whole thing.
And he's like, no, because I've been spitting all over these.
I believe the phrase was, these are full of gallons of my spit.
Yes. And I said, well, that's gross. I'll wash it out.
You can't wash a harmonica.
I said, I'll clean it up, put some Febreze on it. I don't know. And he's like, no. I don't share my harmonica.
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, well, fine. I'll go get my own.
And I was like, okay, whatever. Stranger things than this have happened tonight. And so Oscar goes inside, and we continue to talk harmonica. And about 8-9 minutes later, you come bounding down, and you say, I've got it. and you don't have a harmonica, but you produce your smartphone.
You got to open the gate.
Yeah, oh, can we open the gate, please? So this is the opposite of the Mark Maron show.
I sidle up
in which
to,
you close the gates.
To the guys.
Closer to your mic, please.
Yeah,
and the thing is,
I gotta get in the right key.
But you've got to know, Oscar is holding his iPhone to his mouth.
Hold on.
As if he's blowing in the SIM card hole.
Yes, exactly.
Can we say that, Pony? Are we allowed to say that?
The SIM card hole.
Blowing in the SIM card hole.
I think it's just fine.
I'm tuning my harmonica. Hold on.
Yes. Okay.
Right, I almost got it.
Almost. Very close.
Pat for me.
So Oscar comes to the campfire, and again, all lights are out. Our faces are just lit by a fire, and Oscar is blowing into an iPhone, and it's making these relatively credible harmonica sounds.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Ready?
He has his sunglasses.
Okay. Here's Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Okay. Which part of Yankee Doodle Dandy was that again?
Hold on. I got to upgrade. Now they want 99 cents. Hold on a sec.
Okay, because it's... Well, if you upgrade, then you are allowed to put a feather in your hat and call it macaroni.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Yes. Woo! That's excellent.
Thank you, excellent.
Now, the whole time he's doing this... Woo! We're gathered around the campfire, and it's me, it's Pony, and it's Charlie.
My mouth tastes like bug spray.
Oh, that's right, because you did wipe your phone down with repellent.
Yes.
That was another wise move last night. Rob Ford was there, and we're all looking at each other, thinking that, does Oscar really think he's fooling us that he's actually blowing into his iPhone? And
I was playing it so much better last night.
You weren't really.
Oh.
But we all sort of...
Please continue.
We all sort of made the eye contact and non-verbally communicated, we're going to let him try to get away with this.
Yeah, it was hilarious. And he was going at it like Stevie Wonder.
Oh, he was doing great. Yeah, with the thrashing and the back and forth. It was really a sight to behold.
That was the greatest part.
And then you said...
Okay, I'm done.
Hey, doesn't that sound like Jingle Bells? And Charlie and I say, actually, that sort of sounds like the Nazi march, the Double Eagle. And he said, yes, that's what you're playing. And we finished it up, and then you said, hey, guys, guess what? And we said, what? He said, I wasn't really blowing into the phone.
No, because I said I was blowing into... They said, what were you blowing into? I said, the SIM card pinhole.
Right.
He said... Guys, it's got to go through something, right?
He said, guys, it's an app. And I said, do you really think for a moment we were buying it?
Well, look.
It was sad.
For what
you
it
really
was
thought
worth,
you had us.
The three guys who didn't want me to be a part of anything.
No,
musical.
We want you to be part of everything.
I found a solution. It was entertaining. We had fun. The kids were inside the house playing Never Have I Ever or whatever they do.
Yes.
Drinking games. And we said, we're going to sit out here and let them have fun without the parents there. And when we were done, I literally looked at my phone because the battery was dying because of the harmonica app.
Yes.
And it's...
Oh, there's nothing that eats a phone battery like a harmonica app.
It was 1:09.
Yes.
And I was like, 1:09 in the morning?
Yeah. The evening got away from us.
And then I said, we got to go. Yeah. And literally, I threw my phone down and walked up the ramp and then walked back down, picked up my phone, and went back to bed.
It's so true. That was the evening where it kind of split into different factions because something happened that I didn't realize was happening right under my nose the whole time, which was called the PV Boys, the Podcast Village Boys.
I do not like this faction.
Why? Okay, why?
Because it's just, they came up with their own little group. And
they sat away from us at lunch. I know that.
And then what ends up happening is because Rob is everyone's friend, they had this and it's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's fun. They have this
a cheer
that's...
Can I approximate it?
Please.
Okay. They're sitting separate from us, like say in a restaurant, and we hear, "PV Boys."
I think Johnny came up with it, honestly.
I don't know that he has the energy to do it.
No. I think he said
we should
have all the guys.
You see, Johnny is divisive. That's classic Candel.
Like their own little chant.
Okay.
And what was awkward is that Rob, as the evening wore on, in a few more drinks into the evening, when the guys would do this in their 20s.
Hey, boy!
So Rob would sneak in his own chant. He wanted to be a PV boy.
Well, first I broached the topic because what are we all about but communication?
Yes.
And I say, fellas, why am I not a PV boy? And there was an awkward silence that hung heavy in the air like wet canvas. And there was none answers. There was none answers. There was a lot of furtive glances back and forth.
Well, because you're like your dad.
That's when we decided that me, you, and Charlie, PV men!
PV men broke
PV out. Men!
Now, the girls, I think, at this point, think we're sophomoric or they just don't understand what's happening.
Well, the girls were sending pictures of them holding today's newspaper to loved ones, saying, please rescue me.
Maddie, do you understand the whole PV boy movement?
No. And to me, it's like they treat it like a frat. But I'm like, if you're going to be so serious, pick a more original name than PV boy spelled with a Z.
And you know, Josue, one of our wonderful editors, there's a guest book in the cottage. Mm-hmm. And I believe I wrote... like Rob Spiewak, August 8th, 2019, beautiful experience, lovely time. And under that is, Josue PV Boys! And I can't wait to see some people coming
so
in.
So embarrassing.
And also hats off in the guest book, Leslie Oquindo, who wrote, wonderful time, Leslie Oquindo. Subscribe to my YouTube page at...
They've never seen signatures like our crew went through there. Everyone else, like something special.
I know, beautiful
had our
evening.
Anniversary. celebrated our 5-year corporate retreat.
Meanwhile, we're all trying to get people to social with
Follow
us.
Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us, please.
Jeez.
PV boy.
God, we'll be back there next year. Man. Mike, next year, this place is built for you.
It is.
It is built for you.
By that, meaning that the bedrooms are on the first floor?
You know what? There are ramps on every house.
There is. Everything's great. Yeah. Have yourself a blast. All right. We come back. We got more fun stuff for you. So please don't go anywhere. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, speaking of Mike O'Mara. Mm.
Ah, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Fruitcake time. It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019. Yeah, once in a year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Orson, can you emphasize the word snag?
Get me a jury and tell me how to emphasize the word snag, and I'll eat your Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and exclusive new collectibles and more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Oh, I have to go big pop.
Thank you, Stevie.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. By the way, speaking of exclusive collectibles.
Yes.
I've seen some designs.
Woo!
Beautiful stuff. So yeah, fruitcakes, get in on it. You can click the banner at our website and get yourself your fruitcakes. Even better than last year. The wheels are in motion. I'm excited. Remember, I was up all night counting my raisins.
Do it.
Do it and do it, do it. And now a feature. This is it's not a one-off, but it is 1 week only. Oscar, this was your creation where you decided to give away my stuff. This is the Vinyl Countdown.
I love that people have caught on to this.
Yes.
Especially on this Mike O'Mara vacation week.
Yes.
And we are into now our fourth day of vinyl giveaways.
And I have a record that I'm going to give away today that will shock you.
Okay.
I just say that. All right, I like also the fact that my records, Oscar's idea to give them away.
Yes.
But the emails are always addressed to Pony.
Mm.
Hi, Matt. I'm inquiring about the record giveaway mentioned on today's show. I'm getting ready to buy a turntable, hand start, a record collection, and it would be a great way to start it off. I think that's true.
What's a hand start?
A head start.
Okay.
And no, a great start.
Oh, great.
A great way to start it off. Speaking of records, I'm friends with Jarrett New. Do you know Jarrett New?
No.
No. He is the host of a YouTube series called Vinyl Eyes with a Z.
Mm.
I think he would make a great interview for the show. All right, John, you win, but please keep your opinions to yourself. If we want to talk boring records, I'm your guy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Pipe down, pal.
Yeah, we don't need other people's shows plugged.
All right.
Just kidding.
Here's the LP. Can you please tell us about it?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is, Mel Tillis?
Now, what do you know about Mel Tillis? Does
his
name even ring a bell?
Mr. Entertainer.
That's the name of the album. He is Mr. Entertainer.
I don't know who Mel Tillis is.
I had two copies of this LP.
This is a big record, not a little record.
Yeah, this is an LP. And Mel Tillis is known as a country singer who sings beautifully but stutters when he talks.
Mm.
And if you've ever seen The Cannonball Run, he is sidekick to Terry Bradshaw in The Cannonball Run.
Cool.
And so what are some
he's
of the
famous famous?
Oh, he's a big deal. He's a he's a
was
probably
he in Vegas.
He was a Vegas performer, also in the Country Music Hall of Fame. What are some of the titles on that LP, Oscar?
Okay, we've got Cottonmouth.
Yes, we do.
Friends. What do you do when love is gone?
Yes.
Tonight I saw three people throw my autograph down. Jump Shout Boogie.
Jump Shout Boogie is written by Barry Manilow.
That's side one, side two, Coca-Cola Cowboy.
Yep.
Babe, It's Your Memory. Oh, Lonesome Me.
That's another great song. Don Wilson, is it?
Night is the Longest Time of the Day.
Yes.
Don Gibson.
Don Gibson, thank you.
And then the final is Proof of My Love.
You know, John Crandall, if that was the only record we gave you, you would be a big winner.
Cool.
Be a big winner. But
very generous.
From the original soundtrack of Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh.
Patti LaBelle's version of Stir It Up.
Man.
On MCA Records, it's a single. The flip side is an instrumental offering from the soundtrack, The Discovery by Harold Faltermeyer.
What's, and I think I'm going to answer this, but the original pressing is worth more than the copy, right?
Invariably, yeah.
How do you know if it's an original pressing?
Usually it is indicated by the serial number, and sometimes you can tell by the quality of the actual record because the first pressing will sometimes be thicker.
Mm.
And just you can choose record. It's very easy now. You can Google it and it'll tell you all the stuff.
What's the most valuable record you own? I think I've
actually
asked you this before, but I don't know.
It's a 45 RPM record, I think. I mean, if you discount like box sets and like big deals, it's a. Do you know the Darlene Love song that she always used to sing on the David Letterman show, Christmas, Baby Please Come Home?
Probably, but
you would know it if you heard it. I have a mint copy of a DJ only pressing of it from 63. It came out.
A gem mint 10?
And it's. I can't say that it's mint because she signed it for me. Yeah.
How?
I got backstage to see her courtesy of a friend of mine called Gary Stein.
I had
tickets already, but Gary was able to get me backstage to meet her. She kissed me and she signed my record.
That
it was
is
a great,
awesome.
Great evening. This is the
50
record.
Bucks?
No, without the autograph, it's probably close to 300.
Values in the eye of the beholder.
It is. I say, Darlene, you're writing all over my crap, dude. Don't write on it. Dude,
thanks.
She's like Johnny now.
Sorry, another record.
This is the record that is a surprise because you wouldn't think I would part with anything that has to do with Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
But I have lots of copies of the song Let 'Em In by Wings, number one hit. And so this is Let 'Em In by Wings from August of 76, backed with Beware My Love. So some Paul McCartney, some Mel Tillis, and some Harold Faltermeyer
bonus,
coming
all
your way.
All of these have sleeves.
Yes, sleeves.
All of them.
Some nice sleevage for you. And there you go. So that's how you play the vinyl countdown.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I know this is tough for you.
Speaking of music, I'll say this briefly. As you know, having quite an emotional summer and gearing up to taking Julia to school on Sunday.
I was shocked you didn't start crying around the fire last night.
Don't think I didn't. A little bit.
No, you. When?
Oh, different times. Different times. Just you tear up a little bit because you start thinking
about
stuff.
Why did you tear up?
Well, people, you play an emotional song or a really sweet song or that's when I cried.
Please continue.
That's when I cried. I cried when Charlie was showing us all of his beautiful harmonicas and you said, can you play that song they play around a campfire? And I said, Home on the Range? And he said, yeah, that's the one. Charlie said, I won't play that. I won't play it. It's too stereotypical even for Charlie. He wouldn't do it.
Okay.
But no, it was, there was
just
one
had
point.
Had a request? Is something wrong with that?
No, it's not. DJs love requests. Mm. There were times last night when I'd looked around and I'd say, this is really happy. This is really pure love.
It was.
And
cool.
And you get a little emotional. As a matter of fact, I'm really setting myself up for failure and I will tell it to you when I come back.
Okay.
Because we mustn't fall behind, Oscar. So congratulations to John Crandall. Big winner. And we appreciate it. Back after this, it's like it?
Yeah, they all have sleeves. I'm shocked. I mean, you should like some dusty record that says Marge on it.
It doesn't say Marge. Back after this. Hey, you know who was great at the retreat?
Who?
Patty.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, Gruyere, Asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, Pecorino Romano, and buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Her love of cheese goes deep. Our dessert last night was cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at me. She says, this is a great use of cheese.
I ate it right up.
I know you did. And you also accused me of miscounting your berries.
What? You did. So
I did. Well, you were hiding one of the berries.
That's not my problem.
No, I do. There was a great moment when she said, Rob Ford, would you like to borrow my charger? Because we all have cell phones.
Yes, we all need to have the charger.
And he said, I'd love it. And he went upstairs, came down. She said, that's not my charger. And gave him directions again. And he said, oh, okay. And he went back up, came back down. She says, that's not my charger. Then she finally said, fine.
And I had to get up and get it myself.
Slammed down her cheesecake and went and got the charger. But the good news is Rob got a fully charged phone. Hey, this just in, Oscar.
Yes.
The jolly jury of jocularity has found The Bonus Show guilty of giggles. I'm excited about this week's bonus show. I'm not going to give it away, but know this. Special guests, and we're playing a game.
Nice.
And it's one of my favorite things because the bonus show doesn't have commercials and because it is just an organic, naturally happening hour, magical things happen during the bonus show.
Love it.
When we play a game, it's always great. You can get the bonus show by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking the banner. You'll want to do that because it's your passport.
To the Asport.
That's right. So buy the TMOS bonus show and be a part of the comedy Cognoscenti. By buying it, you're supporting us,
Woo!
And we thank you. Okay. So I actually now I'm having dreams about dropping Julia off at school, and most of them, they go okay.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I got there, and she was. It's one of those things, like, it's real, but it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I got there to drop her off, but I didn't have her.
Aww.
And she wasn't there, so I woke up in a little bit of a panic and got things ordered and texted her, and she's fine. So this is going to happen on Sunday, and our drop-off window is between 9 and 10 a.m., and it's about 2.5 hours from my house to Richmond.
Why do they have a window?
Because it has to be organized. If you were to let everybody move in at exactly the same time, it could conceivably be every student getting there at noon, and there's no parking.
I'm trying to think if I ever had that, like, staggered move-in time.
No, it's so different now. It is so organized.
Yeah, I think it was just a melee of runs to Home Depot and setting up people's dorms, right?
Yeah.
The whole day of that.
That's what it was. And also, when we did it, when I moved in anyway, the university did not provide helpers to get you in and out, whereas that's really standard operating procedure now for all schools because they want you in, unpacked and out because the next batch is coming hour. So I'll be conceivably done by 10, home by 1 o'clock.
How big is her class?
I don't
know.
It's
how big is the university?
University is huge. For some reason, I'm thinking 20,000 students.
Okay.
But that also includes the Medical College of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And under the school that she's in, please do.
Yes.
The subset of the School of the Arts is much smaller because
UVA?
No, VCU.
I'm sorry, VCU.
Remember, this / Ram Camp. Don't say it. But because of it, we've got to get her in and out and get that all settled. I'm going to be a disaster. I've not seen a lot of her this summer, and I'm really going to miss her, obviously. But due to a few other things.
31,000.
Wow.
And some change.
Wow. That's
damn.
That change is actually how I'm paying for her tuition.
Holy smokes.
31,000 kids and a handful of change.
The average cost, oh my, is $21,000?
Yeah.
If you don't have scholarships?
She got some scholarships.
This is a sweet graduation rate, by the way. You know, you're doing well. 59%.
Hey, you know what? Here's what's sad. That's way up from when I went there.
The acceptance rate, it's competitive.
And that's an acceptance meaning like by being accepted by the school or being accepted by your peers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I was accepted by the school, but never by my coach.
It's in the 70 percentile, which is good.
Yeah, but
they don't just take everybody.
Well, they take most people. But not in the School of the Arts. The School of the Arts is still something where she will have to continue to prove herself and almost, it's not an audition, but her portfolio has to be acceptable for her to advance. So we're very proud of her.
This is deep down there,
the,
man.
The acceptance, actually, I do know this. The acceptance for the arts program is 17%.
Oh, God.
And she made it in.
Nice,
so that was
nice and small. Small
very,
classes.
Very, very excited about that. So I'm talking to my mom, and when her husband died about 2 years ago, November.
Oh.
Katie, my co-host on Cake and Cookies, who knew Dave very well, did not send flowers, sent my mom a gift card for the Wolf Trap Foundation, which is a concert venue here, sort of an outdoor venue with lawn seating and pavilion seating. And my mom hasn't used it yet.
You saw Lady Gaga there.
That's right, with Tony Bennett. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly the same venue. And I don't know how it eluded me. My mom said, you know, Ringo is coming this weekend.
Ringo Starr?
Ringo Starr of the Beatles. You know,
this weekend.
That European rock band that had quite a few hit records in the 1960s, the Beatles. Oh. And it's Ringo Starr and his all-star band, where I think there's a member of Foreigner and a member of Santana and a few other band members that they come out. They all sing their hit records. But the main thing is Ringo, because he's a Beatle. I've never seen Ringo Starr in concert.
Really?
He's been touring for a long time, and I've just never done it. It just hasn't worked out. And also, it's not, he doesn't have somehow, I know he's Ringo and he's great, he doesn't have the cachet of a Paul show. He's not playing stadiums, there's not the big fireworks, there's not the big explosions. It's just a little more low-key. But this most recent tour, I've been reading and following, and they say, this is one of the best concerts of the year to see because, A, there's no filler. You're only going to hear hit records. And Ringo is having a blast. And also, he's getting up there.
Yeah, you got to catch the Beatle before he's gone.
Yeah, we're down to two. Mm-hmm. So my mom said, let's use Katie's gift card. If you drive, we will go. So I've got tickets to see Ringo this Sunday. So as you can imagine, I'm out
what
of my mind.
What a life. You drop off your daughter, then you go see a Beatle with your mom.
Well, this is the thing, is I start thinking about the emotional roller coaster of that day, and the most beautiful Ringo song there is called Photograph, and it's about letting go of someone. All I've got is a photograph, and I realize you're not coming back anymore. And I said,
I thought Photograph was like a Def Leppard song.
It is a Def Leppard song as well, but it's a different song, same title. And I really started to play in my mind me collapsed in a puddle crying when he sings it. Because it's going to be hot. That doesn't help.
Do you have the song? Can I hear a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be fantastic.
I'll grab it for you.
Please.
I played it on the last show. I think. But I'm very excited. And if someone is there, I hope, if you can spot me, I'd love to have a beer with you. I'm very, very excited for the whole Ringo thing. And I really am thinking about it.
The seasons of someone's life.
It's stupid that I hadn't made an effort to see him before this.
Yeah. And Gary Stein and Tony Perkins interviewed him.
I know.
For the Tony Perkins show.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Let's see. Here we go.
This is his hit, right?
This is not only, I think this is one of the biggest or the first post-Beatles hits.
Okay. And it's Ringo.
This is Ringo singing, yeah. And the production is beautiful. The song is a marvelous song. And it's going to kill me.
Aww. I'm going to think of Julie at school, at Ram Up Camp.
Stop it!
I mean, Ram Camp.
Ram Camp!
You think Caleb's going to feel the same way as you do?
Caleb's coming down for the move, and I can make sure he leaves. Get in the car, Caleb! Get in the car!
I can't believe Julia's going to college.
It's crazy. To me, it remains surreal.
That's awesome.
And it's days away.
Yeah.
It's days away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to do a little something on Saturday, I think. I think she wants a big dinner at home with her friends and stuff, so we'll let her do what she wants to do. And, I'll be the guy on the deck grilling steaks and crying.
You can't even drink at the concert. You're driving.
I can have a couple.
All right.
You have to keep
I want to just spring for an Uber.
No.
You got to be deep in your emotions with Ringo.
You know, it's the worst part about driving from home to the concert is when you can't see through the tears. So I say this, if you're going to be at the Ringo concert
give the man a hug.
It is a sellout, and I hope to see you there. It's two nights. I'll be there Sunday night. Hope to see you there. There's that. Now, while talking college, I can cover this real quick.
Talking college.
I wish this story had broken from MarketWatch a year ago when it says half of people under 21 don't think college is necessary anymore.
Mm.
That would make things a little easier, Julia, if you just not go.
No, I will. For her, it depends on what you choose to do with your life.
All right, as a broadcaster, and ostensibly that's what we are.
Yes.
Do you think college was necessary?
Well, it's an unfair question for me, but I'll answer it.
Please.
I didn't discover broadcasting until I was 18, walking through the quad of Dean College and into the main building there, where they had a radio station,
right?
Power 88,
mm-hmm.
and I remember knocking on the door. Or the glass when the DJ was off and said, hey, like, how do you do this? I would have had that experience unless my parents would have, shipped me up there.
And I think that separates you from a lot of other DJs and radio personalities.
Mike started when he was 15, right?
Well, you didn't really have a love for the product or the craft growing up. I mean, did you appreciate it?
Oh, yeah, of course. I listened to it's LBD.
Yeah, but did you listen as a listener, or did you like listen?
Donnie Simpson was a legend.
But were you into it at that point? Did you think that's something I want to do?
I didn't know it was a viable job.
Right. I feel that.
Maybe not viable. I knew it was viable. I knew that the job was
there. It exists, yeah.
But I didn't know that there was a path to get there through like a conventional education.
Okay, I see. I didn't know that. Like some people feel the same way about acting. Yeah. It's like, how does it happen? Well, they just get up there and they do it, yeah. Right?
And I'm being real with you, most successful broadcasters never... at least the guys I know, these legends.
Right.
And look, the time was different. So I can't say that this is the path and this is the current path.
Right. Change. It's an ever-changing path.
But most of these guys, they started when they're 15,
yeah, you're
16
right.
years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like Carson Daly started when he was 16 years old. Ryan Seacrest, very young as well.
Sure. Well, I mean,
I started technically at 18, but I mean, those 3 years, they're formative years.
Right.
And then I went through college. 4 years of college radio, maybe five with the two at WVU to get to WHFS. Like it really changed a lot as far as even the I cut tape for literally a semester. The next semester we had Cool Edit.
Yeah. Oh, so you're right
it
on the
changed
cusp.
Changed everything.
Right on the cusp of everything. Yeah. Cool Edit is actually the grandfather of what we still use. See, growing up, I loved radio, but not just listening to it, but the science of it and like taping jingles and figuring out formatics and knowing. Well, this is a very, very big hit song right now, so I'll probably hear it again.
But did you know you wanted minutes. To do this for a living?
I knew
you
I
probably
wanted,
did, right?
I did, yeah. I mean, it was like this or TV. Yeah. I knew it was going to have to be something like that, but I always loved the intimacy of radio and the fact that I could make it feel like the DJ was talking to me.
Okay. So, but you also grew up in a household that probably...
As you know, Oscar, I come from a broken home.
You have this wonderful story about going in the cornfield and setting the
radios to scare
out, right?
The raccoons.
It's part of your job to listen.
That's right.
My parents would play Radio Mundo and WTOP.
Right.
And Radio Mundo was what you would think it is. It's nuts. Like it is international. It's full of energy. It's topical. It's like TOP, but Spanish. Yeah.
Exactly.
New chant. Break that out next week. But I'm letting you know that like I didn't really know what it meant to connect with an audience.
That's
until college.
That's wild. That's wild. Yeah. So because I would grow up and like my grandparents would be listening to WMAL, a full service middle of the road radio station, but a legendary one. And then you know they'd go on with their day, and then I'd be on in the old days Q107, and then WAVA, which made me say this is what I have to do.
That's cool.
Because WAVA was the kind of station that had an energy in it that you were scared to turn your radio off because you might miss something. And that's just what made me want to do it. But anyway, back to the college story. According to this study, half of people under 21 today say they don't think college is necessary anymore, and 89% have considered doing something other than a traditional four-year college, like online courses, trade school, or learning on the job. Now, 96% of parents say they still expect their kids to go to college. Let me ask you about this.
Yes.
Because you did
the...
Let me ask you this, because you did the college experience. I think one of the most valuable parts of college, for what I did was an internship, and without a college behind you, you're not going to get an internship. So that's huge.
It's almost impossible these days. The lying process about because everything's digital.
Yes,
I don't think.
Oh, you can't fake it anymore.
I don't think I can. I could lie to a broadcast company, which, by the way, they're not taking interns anymore.
That's true. That's true.
And just for legal matters, they're not taking interns. There are no big programs like they used to get before, where you were able to like. Just find a way, like a sucker fish, to stick to that aquarium and then and prosper, right?
I turned it into a rather tidy career.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can't do that now. And I don't know what other path for broadcasting, at least. Now, to make a living and support your family, trades all day.
Oh, God, yeah.
There's so many people that went the college path that maybe it didn't work out for them or they chose a different career. There's always going to be need for HVAC.
Yes.
And these guys make great money.
You know what, Oscar? They make bank.
I mean, I've...
What the kids say.
I mean, we need them every 5 years. Every summer something happens. There's always a need. Return and repeat business.
I think the reason that so many parents are still into the college scene, though, and I see this now as I get older...
I don't think you have to go if it's not your thing.
It's not as far as probably a professional route, but think of this. It is a great sort of halfway house for learning to be a grown-up.
Yes, you do grow up.
So don't you think that's a value?
I think it's a value, but I also...
I don't think kids know about. I think that's why the kids are not as in favor as the grown-ups.
They don't know that because, to be fair, and I don't think my parents would ever... Well, if I hadn't gone to school, they would have kicked me out of my house.
Yeah, sure.
If you kick them out and they got to fend for themselves,
yeah,
like they'll know.
That's right. You got to get out there. You got to get it done.
They'll know.
Just like Clipper.
Clipper? Clipper didn't even have a home.
He had one for a while. Help out, folks. Help out.
Let's find him.
But anyway, Julia's going to school just to spite me.
I can't wait till she stops taking your calls.
So.
I'm in here weeping. I lost my little girl.
I'm going to come in with my eyes red and swollen and ugly. What's the matter with you?
Get a hold of yourself.
I don't know. Shell of a man.
You have to hold on to little Robert.
I'll smother him.
Who, by the way, he's not that little anymore. He's twice the size of Rob.
Oh, he's huge. He's huge. All right. When we come back, do you have Oscar? Do you have hot,
I do.
Hot Oscarazzi stories?
Lots of news.
This pleases me greatly, and we'll hear it after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey guys, it's Angie Goff with a brand new episode of the Oh My Goff Show out. We're going golf to golf with tennis phenom Coco Gauff. Plus, we know a picture is worth a thousand words. We're going to show you how it can be worth even more. Say cheese, Mike. And don't forget to subscribe to the Oh My Goff Show on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.
She should have said say cheese, Maddie. Mm-hmm. Maddie's the one who says cheese. Smile, Maddie. Yeah, thank you. Mortgage rates are still low. And that means it's a perfect time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Low rates, baby, and Cornerstone can save you big bucks. So whether you're buying a house, whether you're refinancing, or you just want to get a little extra money in your pocket to pay for escalating tuition costs, you've got to act right now while the market is still on your side. Call Cornerstone. Do it. Now, here's the best part. The people at Cornerstone love TMOS.
Yes.
Just like you.
Uh-huh.
Just like you, Oscar. And if you don't understand the intricacies of high finance, it's no sweat. They do, and they will take care of you. Trust the friends of TMOS. Oscar and I have both worked with them, and one of the most satisfying parts of it, you sit down with them, they look at your information, they say, here's what you can do, this is what benefits you, and this is why we need to act now or then.
This is what works.
This is what works. They know what works. So trust the friends of TMOS. Remember, this opportunity will not last. Rates are going to change, so jump on it now. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Closing. There we go. And now, this is a rare Thursday appearance of Oscarazzi. Almost as good as a Friday one. It's Oscar.
Why not? You probably don't know this, Rob, but I saved a baby from a drunk driver. I would say roughly 9-10 years ago now.
Yeah, I remember the story.
Maybe 12. Man, time flies.
I do remember the story, yeah.
So, quick sidebar. I was in Arizona walking with my girlfriend at the time, and I hear a screech. Car goes off the road, hits what I thought was a fire hydrant. Fire hydrant didn't explode like in the movies, but
daggers
really carved at the bottom of the car.
Uh-huh.
I ran over. The lady was kind of like just in this haze.
Mm-hmm.
There's a baby in the back, and I realized that there is some sort of fluid, which I think is gasoline, pouring out of the bottom of the car.
How fast do you go into like crazy adrenaline mode when you see that?
Right away.
Yeah.
As I jump in. The passenger seat, trying to get the lady out of the car and pull out, and then go over to the back seat where the baby's actually in the car seat.
Uh-huh.
Want to say 2-year-old, 3-year-old?
Sure.
Don't know how to take off the seatbelt because I'm in my mid-20s at the
exactly.
time.
Exactly. The only car seats you deal with are for dogs.
I pull that little girl out. I know something might have happened to her arm because she was not happy.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get her out.
Of course.
So I ripped her out, gave her to my girlfriend at the time, and had said, run.
Uh-huh.
And then I grabbed the lady and then said, run. And we start running like the movies, like right. A car is about to explode.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend at the time, she called 911. So you could hear the sirens come.
Yeah, yeah.
And the police officer rolls up right next to the car where it's on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And I yell to the police officer, 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 the car's gonna blow. Get away from the car. And he's like looking at me like I'm crazy.
Sure.
It's gonna blow. And I might be 200 yards away, so I'm really screaming.
Sure. You're envisioning an explosion like from the movie Bad Boys.
And he yells back, "It's radiator fluid!" So that time you start walking with the baby and the lady back to the car. And I share the story with you because another Latin brother of mine actually saved a baby.
Oh, really?
His name is Danny Trejo. You know him.
Oh, yeah, the handsome guy.
Oh, please. Danny Trejo from
it's like looking in a mirror for me.
Big screen and small screen.
Yeah.
Saves a baby in an overturned car, apparently. Danny was the right place, right time. Wednesday afternoon, according to TMZ, when a woman allegedly ran a red light, got smashed so hard by another vehicle that she ended up on the side of a roof. The 75-year-old, he does not look 75, was
He's
in the area
75?
Running errands when he came across the accident and ran to assist. While grandma was stuck in the driver's seat, she kept screaming to Danny that and the two other Samaritans to help the baby boy who was strapped in the seat. Danny, of course, got in, made sure he helped the baby out. Wow.
He was able to get the straps off the baby in the car seat with a machete.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Also, in one of these pictures on TMZ, he's got his shirt on.
Yeah.
And the next one, when there's video, he's got his shirt off. Why wouldn't you?
At the site?
At 75. Yeah,
of course, yeah.
Maybe he didn't want to get a radiator fluid on the t-shirt.
I think later on he has actually took his shirt off and was photographed at a fire pit by Oscar Santana.
I'll tell you.
Bedroom eyes, Danny.
Danny Trejo is a legend.
He is.
When I was in Los Angeles last time, I went to Trejo's Tacos.
He has a taco place.
A pilgrimage.
Yeah.
Ray J. Not as famous. I would say Danny's a little more famous.
Right.
But Ray J...
Ray J have a taco place?
I think best known for the Kim Kardashian sex tape, also best known for being Brandy's little brother.
Yes.
Right?
Mm, yeah.
It's
a tie.
Ray J has penned $1 million marijuana deal.
How?
He's making bank to get people to invest in dank. This is how it writes. Ray J is making
$1 million
per year to get people to spend on weed, an executive of the cannabis crowdfunding company. Ray J signed to become one of the chief strategic media officers at marijuanastock.org. This is what's genius.
Yeah.
I never would have used that URL
if
Ray J was not involved, and I thought this was the craziest thing in the world.
Right.
He's getting paid $1 million. This is an endorsement deal.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. It's commercial.
It's not like he's out there growing the plants, harvesting.
Now, I would say that that's a bad deal for the company, but no.
I don't think so.
You get enough of these people involved, people endorse McDonald's, Coca-Cola.
And this is
soft drinks.
Make no mistake,
Gatorade.
This really isn't going to be about an ongoing endorsement. They'll have the value of the ongoing endorsement. Yeah. This is they're paying $1 million to be featured on TMZ and news stories because it's just so zany. Now we all know about it.
I cannot imagine this actually working out in the long run, though, right? Like he doesn't have an office there.
No. He's going to be. He's the equivalent of one of those little things that you used to clip to your denim jacket. Mm-hmm. He's a button that allows people to say, yeah, we're talking about it. It's not like he's going to be traveling the countryside and doing what was the URL address for it again?
I mean, I might as well. They spent the money. Let me find it real quick. Here it is.
There we go. What is it?
It's a decent URL. Marijuanastock.org.
Marijuanastock.org. Yeah.
I think exactly what it is, says it is. It's a digital exchange that you can actually invest in these
futures. They stole our idea. You think we get Ray J to do fruitcakes too?
Probably not.
Okay, sorry.
This is strange. It looks like Gwyneth Paltrow is finally moving in with her husband after they've been married for about a year.
She's weird, man.
I don't know if it makes her weird, but the timing seems strange. Gwyneth got married to Brad Falchuk. Last September, but 2 months ago, she revealed that they still weren't living together full time. And it's become a big deal on social media where she's essentially doing people to say, mind your business.
Sure.
But she told InStyle magazine, married life has been really good, and now we're moving in together this month.
Well, normally the audition process to whether or not the relationship is working comes before the marriage. Oscar?
They can't be that busy.
How do they bone? If they're not living together, they have to make appointments.
Maybe it was on a different coast.
Send like an iCal request.
No, details.
Can you set aside 30 minutes this afternoon for me?
That's assuming they bone. we're banking that there's some intimacy there.
Yes, I'm hoping for his sake, for Falchuk's sake.
This is another Tom Brady story for you. Tom Brady
is dreamy.
He was just selling. I think it's still in the market. Almost $40 million home outside of Boston.
Yeah, right.
Today I report that. He's having a hard time that he's finding out that his son doesn't like sports. This is crazy.
Right? Otherwise known as Bob Spiewak syndrome.
Yeah, but he at least could get in his car and drive home and not think about it.
That's
again,
true.
Right?
That's very true.
Apparently told Men's Health that Jack, who's 11, is just like him, but his younger son, 9, his name's Benny, hates sports.
Benny hates sports.
Benny just likes different things, and it's great because I just have to go do what he wants to do. When we do that, he has the best time.
Benny Brady. Sounds like a vaudeville comic.
Yeah.
Hey, here's Big Pants comic Benny Brady. He hates sports. Bring him out.
I don't know how I would feel if my kids. No, I would say that, you know, I didn't understand what my father did until he was older.
Yeah.
And I still, like, that's not my thing.
Yeah.
Like, it just wouldn't be my thing.
Right.
But my father's not Tom Brady. And he's not on television all the time.
Is Benny love modeling like his mom?
I don't know.
Fabulous.
Did you like what your dad did?
I still don't know what my dad does. Thank you, Oscar. It's something to do with pinups, I
was not expecting that.
No, my dad, I love what my dad did. My dad's a writer. He's a wonderful writer, technical writer, and knows exactly what he does. And
for what?
He is hired by companies to write proposals to secure business for other companies.
Oh, nice. Bids.
Yeah. And he's a marvelous and very well-regarded technical writer. He's great. Again, not my scene. I like what he does, but I couldn't do
that. You're a good copywriter.
Just ask Mike. We're back after this. We'll do an audio vault. You want to?
Yes, please.
Sounds like a nice idea.
Thank you.
Okay.
Time now for a taste of the good life with Dirk Vastrick.
Hi, Dirk.
People often ask me about the best way to unwind. I say with a drink, of course. Nothing satisfies like an O'Mara Irish Manhattan. Add a couple of ice cubes to a tumbler and fill it with Irish whiskey. And add a splash of Luxardo liqueur and a splash of vermouth. Garnish with a Luxardo cherry and enjoy. Now kick back, relax, and enjoy while listening to The Mike O'Mara Show on the TMOS app. Cheers, Carla.
I always relax with an Irish Manhattan along with the TMOS app. Man, that's living. Back to you, Mike.
Rob Spiewak. Ever listen to that promo, I like the little minutia in it. He says, fill a tumbler with Irish whiskey.
It's
like 6 ounces.
The swerve at the end
makes
me feel strange.
Unsettled.
Yes.
I love it. Mm. You never know what's coming up next. Now, Dirk is a good guy. Jim Amato's a good guy. They're both going to be in Las Vegas.
Let's do it.
They're both going to be at that Saturday night show, which is different, totally different than the Friday night show. There's a handful of, not even a handful, a pinch of tickets.
Yes, a pinch.
There's just a pinch of tickets left. And if you miss out, that's it, folks. We're not going to add more seats. We're not going to add another show.
This sells out while either I'm gone in Boston, I got to call Mike to let him know.
Yes.
I mean, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yep.
So please, you know what? Be the person who makes it happen.
We're so close.
Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the Vegas banner. Buy your tickets.
Thank you.
There's no reason not to go because it's going to be great. A lot of special things at play.
Yeah, I got a big meeting with Katie Von Herman / Powers.
Oh, she's awesome.
Yeah,
I like
make
her.
That happen.
Very short. But a sweet girl. And we will take care of that. Make sure you get your tickets. And while that's on our mind, thank you to Zappos, of course,
100%.
For making it happen. Time for your audio vault for today is August 8th, 2019. And Oscar?
Yes.
What is your heart full of? I think we all know
gadgets.
This. Yes, gadgets. Are any of your gadgets, and I'm going to read a list here. Tell me if any of these gadgets are in your heart right now. An electric toothbrush?
Yes.
Okay. An epilator hair remover?
No.
Okay. A credit card machine?
We have one.
Okay. 3 typewriters?
I know my mom has typewriters.
Yeah, I finally got rid of mine.
So I probably have, we have 3. We have 3.
And a lady shave razor. It's an electric razor.
No.
But if you have all of these gadgets and you use them just right, you can play one of the greatest classic rock records of all time.
Keep it going.
Oh, this is going to be good. That's good. And that song is, of course, Jenny from the Block.
That was fun.
So We Will Rock You by Queen. I love stuff like that. All right. I love when I start a story by saying this. No one was seriously injured.
Mm.
This is a roller coaster in Brazil. It's a Brazilian roller coaster.
Ooh.
You know how you can tell a Brazilian roller coaster?
Okay, yes.
Okay, I'm not going to tell the joke.
Thank you.
It jumped the tracks. No one was hurt. I love theme parks, but this sound is pretty flipping horrifying. Okay, let's say you're on a roller coaster in Brazil, and this is what it sounds like. Just having a good time.
Oh my God!
No one was hurt. Seriously,
terrifying.
That's no,
can
not
that again.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Brazilian roller coaster.
That is terrifying.
Please keep, and that's why
the
they say
Final Destination.
Keep your hands and feet inside the coaster at all time. Thank you, and enjoy your ride. Ride on.
They should pay those engineers that work on them to make sure they're okay.
I think maybe the problem is they weren't working on them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's
like
not
up their pay.
Not so good. I love, for many years, always have loved, still love John Lovitz, even though he really hasn't had a saleable product since
touring.
I think his last big thing might have been A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
In the 90s?
Yeah. Lovitz Comedy Club, right?
He owns one, right?
Yeah, he's got one, yeah.
And he's well-regarded in the industry. He was on, I think this is from Fallon, and he did this bit. This is a gutsy bit. He always makes me laugh, and this made me laugh. He's John Lovitz.
But I can do what's called layered impressions. Like, this is my impression. This is Michael Caine imitating Paul McCartney imitating me.
Here we go.
Hello, I'm John Lovitz. Michael Caine is not very good at impressions. All right, this is my impression. This is Bob Dylan imitating Paul McCartney, imitating me. Ready? Hey, I'm John Lovitz. Bob's good.
Bob is a good impressionist.
Funny.
I love it.
Funny.
The thing is that the audience has to go along for on a really flawed bit. I love
I'm
John Lovitz. All right, let's say you heard some suspicious noises.
Okay.
They're at a school.
Mm-hmm.
Do you call the police? Of course you do,
well,
right?
I look for Pony first and then see if he's eating trail mix.
No, because Pony's in his wheel.
That's right.
He's exercising.
He's in the wheel.
This is in Augsburg, Germany. They heard this noise at a school playground, okay? So they called the police. Police investigated. No one was in danger. You know what it was?
What?
Hedgehogs were screwing.
Oh.
It's mating hedgehogs.
A duck.
Yeah. No, it's hedgehogs.
Gross.
So they approached the hedgehogs and said, "Let me see your papers! Let me see your papers!" But no one was harmed until the roller coaster hit the hedgehogs. Okay, Mike is not here, so I feel it's important that I bring you the Florida news that matters.
Okay.
All right. Dateline Florida, thunderstorm, lightning strike. Hits a septic tank.
Mm.
Now, because the septic tank is full of methane gas, it ignites. And because of the piping, the blast goes into the house and explodes. Boom! Blows up the toilet in the people's house.
Like in a movie.
So a lightning strike outside makes the toilet explode in the house. They're still finding pieces of porcelain in the street. In the street! Bystanders said.
It was the loudest noise I've ever heard. It just went boom. We come in here and the toilet was laying on the floor. There was all pieces everywhere. I thought the house was on fire because we smelled smoke. And we looked outside and it was the smoke from the septic tank.
It just did all of that damage and, you know, exploded things into the road and so on in a half a second.
I'm just glad none of us were on the toilet.
Yeah, the last time I heard anything that loud coming out of the bathroom.
Gross.
Last Thanksgiving. Horrible. Speaking of toilets,
yes,
that's a horrifying story.
Yes, it is.
But,
both of them were.
But this is even worse.
Okay.
A woman is in a porta potty doing what you do in a porta potty, and a hellacious gust of wind comes, knocks it over, and it lands door side down.
Ooh.
Now, porta potties are pretty substantial, and there's a lot of weight because they're the fluid in the base and everything. This lady, I will just say, you thought you had a bad day.
As soon as I was trying to sit, the whole thing just went on my back, the door facing downwards, and I'm actually sleeping on it, and I could feel all the water and everything falling on me.
Oh,
my gosh. I was stinking like crazy. I was a mess. My air had some toilet paper in it. I had blue water, pee water. I saw some needles there. I had like almost 2 hours shower. I was in the shower for the longest time.
Yeah, I don't think the 2 hours was a long enough shower for that. Yeah, she had blue water, pee water.
Needles. That
needles.
Horrifying.
That's really nice. I don't think she was talking about pine trees.
I don't even know what the rotation for those when you clean them out.
It's
they just pick them up, right?
I believe there are two processes. I believe sometimes they trade them out.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's a machine with a suction deal.
Oh.
That just, but it's not great work.
Mm.
And nobody in that industry bites their nails. Promise you that. Let's close with this.
Yes.
Oh, big news in the world of medical malpractice.
Okay.
If a doctor treats you wrong, Oscar, you have rights.
I have rights.
You have rights.
A British man has been awarded over $24,000 after he went to a hospital for a bladder procedure and was accidentally circumcised. Oh. This news first reported by an anonymous tip.
And there you have it. That, folks, is your magic audio vault. Have a good Thursday, everybody. Short and sweet. Hey, do you want to do the closing music?
Yeah.
Oscar's going to do the closing music today. We're not going to do Count Basie. Well, that sounds scary. Play something happier.
Okay, hold on. Okay. I can change the key.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Pretend to blow. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us 24/7 at the TMOS Yak Shack. Just dial up 1-888-920-MORE. That's 1-888-920-6673. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rom with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things. A few tickets are still available for the Saturday Vegas show, and it's now time to pre-order your fruitcakes. Please do both at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you for listening. Join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana around the old campfire, yeah, beautiful night on the range. It's Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Before you go, please make a mental
More
note.
Music.
Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.